Zok the Mishnah, someone's reading from a sefer like a scroll on the threshold leading into a house and it rolled into the drushes of Rabbim, he may roll it back to himself. If someone's reading a sefer on a roof and it rolls off the roof, if it did not reach within 10 tefachim to the ground, he may roll it back to himself. If it did reach there, he may only turn it over so that the words are not exposed. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it has come to within a needle's thickness to the ground but it's not touching it, he may roll it back to him. Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's touching the ground, it may be rolled back to him because rolling it is only a gzeira of the Rabbanon as a concern for a case when it leaves his hand and is lying in the drushes of Rabbim. And we don't apply gzeiros when it leads to the degradation of svarim. Projecting, what's the status of this threshold? If it's a vishus ayochid and we allow rolling it back up, even though it has fallen into vishus arabim, that would be the sheet of Rav Shimon from later in the Mishnah. That would mean that the beginning and the end of the Mishnah are Rav Shimon and the middle is Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda the Amor said, that's exactly right. The beginning and the end are Rav Shimon and the middle is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda the Tanam. Rav said the threshold is one on which the Rabbim walk. Therefore, there is more potential degradation to the Sefer than when it rolls from the roof. Given that, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that case that we're not Geyser and we allow him to roll it back, we allow him to roll the Sefer back in. Abaye asks, the Braisa says that if the Sefer rolled to within 4 amos of the threshold, he may roll it back up. If it rolled further, he may only turn it over so that the writing is not exposed. If we're discussing a threshold that the Rabbim walk on, there is a gzeira preventing from rolling it up whether it falls within or beyond the 4 amos. If it's allowed in one instance, it should be allowed in the other as well, even if it rolled beyond 4 amos. So rather, Abaye said the threshold being discussed is a karmelist. Therefore, if it falls within 4 amos, there's no chance of an issur d'oraisa taking place, so there's no gzeira, and it may be rolled back to him. If it falls more than 4 amos into the drushes harabim, where there is a chance for an issur d'oraisa, because carrying it 4 amos into the drushes harabim is a problem, then there's a gzeira, and therefore it may not be rolled back. Why are we not going to them even within 4 amos, that it may lead him to carry it from the drushes harabim to the drushes hayochid via the karmelist threshold? We find that such transfer, even though it passes through a place of no transfer liability, it would still be chayiv. The Gemara says the cases where the threshold is very deep and therefore creates a sizable separation between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, we're not geizer because we feel that as he's walking that considerable distance between the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah, he'll remind himself that he may not carry into Rosh Hashanah and when he's walking across this deep threshold. There's a second answer. When carrying Sfarim, people usually stop walking to look inside before continuing along. Therefore, he will likely pause on the threshold before putting into Rosh Hashanah, and so no Issur D'oraisa is going to take place. This is the Hanocha now in the Kamalas, and again in Akira in the Kamalas before going back into Rosh Hashanah. In fact, we should be concerned that he'll pause to read in the Rosh Hashanah and then walk directly into Rosh Hashanah without ever pausing. The Gemara says, this follows Ben Azeh, who says that one is not chayav for carrying something when walking, because each step is like a Hanocha and a new Akira before, and therefore never going beyond 4 Ramas. They agree that one is chayiv if he throws an object, so why are we not concerned that he will throw the sefer? Rav Acha bar Hava says, we see from here that one may not throw a sfarim. Mishnah said, "Hayakayir b'reish hagag v'chulu." Reacting where Bryce says that sfarim should be covered with a cloth rather than be turned over onto its writing. Marissa says, "Mishnah is discussing where a cloth of the required size is not available. Therefore, turning the sefer over onto its writing is allowed to prevent its degradation." Reacting where, why does the Mishnah say that when reading a sefer on a roof and the sefer unrolls and falls within tucked into the ground, it may not be rolled back up? It has not touched the ground. So why is there a reason to be geyser? Rava said the Mishnah is discussing a slanted roof and the sefer therefore has come to rest on the slanted roof. Reacting, if so, why is Rabbi Yehuda allowed to be rolled up just because it hasn't touched the ground? If it's it's landed on the roof. Mar says the Mishnah is missing words and should say that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing in a case where the roof is not a slanted one. And that's when Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground, it's still not considered to be on the ground, even if it's a flat roof. Because the Be'inan Hanocha al Gabi Mashu, he says. He says that the Hanocha has to be on a respectable place. And therefore, basically, unless it touches the ground, if it's just hanging there, but if it's not touching the ground, Rabbi Yehuda would still say you can still roll it back up. Whereas the other Shita would say that once it's within 3 tefachim, it's considered to be on the ground and you can't roll it back up anymore. Problem is that we find that Rava says that even the Rabbanim require to land on a place that hanging within 3 tefachim is not enough. Mar says, you're right, really, it's everybody. But the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a Ksura Mechzra. Bamed of our Mamurim, that if it's within 10 tefachim to the ground, you can't roll it up. That's why when it's a slanted roof. But when if it's not a slanted roof, even if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground, you can roll it up to you, because Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's not, even if it's only a drop off the ground, you can roll it up back up to you, because you need Hanocha on Gabe Mashu, which you don't have. Dr. Mishnah alleges that 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim off the ground protruding in front of a window, one who is in the building may put things on it and take things from it on Shabbos. Jack Mar, if the ledge is situated over the Rosh Hashanah, we should be geyser against its use because of the concern that the items will fall into the Rosh Hashanah below and be carried back in. If it's situated over the Rosh Hashanah, it's obvious that it may be used. Abaye says, we're discussing a ledge situated over the Rosh Hashanah. It may be used for kelim that will break if they fall. In that case, there's no concern of picking them up after they fall and to bring them in, because they would be broken. Abaye says this as well. Abaye says, if there's a ledge in front of a window over the Rosh Hashanah, one may place breakable items on it. The ledge may be used along the length of the entire wall, provided it's 10 tefachim off the ground. If there are two ledges, one above the other, one may use the lower ledge, but the upper ledge may only be used opposite the window. That's what the Braisa says. If the upper ledge is smaller than 4 tefachim, may not be used at all. If it's 4 tefachim, it should be allowed to be used even not opposite the window. Abaye said, the lower ledge is 4 tefachim, but the upper ledge is only 4 tefachim when combined with the windowsill. Therefore, it may be only used opposite the window. Zok the Mishnah, a person may stand in Rishus HaYochid and move things in Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa, as long as he doesn't move them more than 4 amas in the Rishus HaRabim. Next, a person may not stand in Rishus HaYochid and urinate into Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa. Similarly, one may not spit from one Rishus to the other. Yehuda says if someone has saliva gathered in his mouth, he may not walk 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim until he first spits it out. Zok the Gemara, B'chinana Bar Shlem, you taught a version of the Mishnah Techiya by Rav in front of Rav. That said, that a person may not stand in Rishus HaYochid and move items into Rishus HaRabim. Rav told him, you have chosen to follow Rav Meir instead of the Rabbanon. Rav Chinana felt that since the end of the Mishnah, which is the next Mishnah, follows Rabbi Meir, this Mishnah must do so as well. However, it's not the case. This part of the Mishnah follows Rabbanon, and the next Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir.